We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So, don't you want to know if you already have had COVID-19? Wouldn't that make you feel more relaxed being out in public? You know you're not a danger to yourself or anybody else, especially if you work in healthcare. You could confidently go and treat patients knowing that you have antibodies. Well, the University of Minnesota and the Mayo Clinic have created an antibody test. Joining us now is Dr. Ellie Thiel. Now, she has a bio, and I can't even say some of the words in the bio. Here we go. Her specialties are in the development of new serologic assays and the evaluation of currently available serologic testing methods. You're going to have to explain what you do. But welcome to the show, and thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. So I oversee what we call the Infectious Disease Serology Lab, and that these serologic tests basically detect antibodies that are produced by our immune system against various infectious agents.
So tell us how this COVID-19 antibody test works.
So the test is done off of a routine blood draw. In this case, we take the patient's serum sample and we test it on what's called an ELISA test. And we can do this testing on high throughput instruments. But bottom line, it's able to tell us whether or not an individual has developed this immune response to the virus.
So, Doctor, we're hearing estimates that this is just the first wave, and the first wave may be the worst wave, but there may be additional waves coming back in the fall and winter as it gets cold again. Explain the importance of this antibody test. I mean, are we going to get to the point where only the people who have developed COVID-19 may be permitted to head back to work? I know that's a policy question, but what's the importance of this, and why should people pay attention to this antibody test?
Right. So a couple of things first. So our immune system takes some time to develop after it interacts with an infectious agent that it's never seen before. So these antibodies take anywhere from 9, 10, 11 days after symptom onset to develop and become detectable by our tests. So these serologic antibody tests, they're not really going to be used to replace the molecular testing that we're currently doing off of nasal swabs or throat swabs. So the antibody tests tell us that you've been infected at some point in time in the past. So we know that these antibodies, because they bind to and kill the virus, we know that they will provide us some level of protective immunity for some period of time. What period of time that is, how long that lasts, we don't honestly know yet. We will have it, but whether it lasts for a year or 2 years or 3 years is not yet known. And so that's why it's important that we continue to work with companies that are manufacturing candidate vaccines to make sure that we are able to have that protective immunity through a vaccine induced immune response for long periods of time.
Dr. Thiel, is this test only available to healthcare workers, or will it be available to the public? And if so, how can we get it?
Yeah, so it's available to any clinician to order for any patient, be it a healthcare worker or any other individual. But it's important that we're testing the right people. So right now, as you've probably heard with some of the molecular PCR tests, we have some issues with supplies and reagents. And we are envisioning that we're going to have some supply challenges here in the outset. So we're getting kits rationed to us. Hopefully by mid to late April, we'll have much higher capacity to test more individuals. So for the time being, we really have to be very selective in who is tested first.
Dr. Thiel, with your epidemiological experience over the years, do you have an opinion in terms of whether things should be locked down tighter, not just in Minnesota, but nationwide? I mean, we have a piecemeal approach. Obviously, the governors have the final say in what gets locked down, what doesn't. And I'm sensitive to the argument that, look, some people with pre-existing conditions, if they don't get access to those procedures, if they can't leave their homes, many more people may die. What is your personal opinion as a citizen, but also as a doctor?
So I think the social distancing initiatives are very important, again, to make sure that we don't have a huge peak and influx of sick individuals all at once. I think that's very important. Otherwise, we are going to overwhelm our healthcare system. So I think what's likely to happen is that, you know, with the social distancing, we will have people infected, but some of these people will be asymptomatic. Others that require medical care will be able to get medical care because our healthcare system isn't overwhelmed. So I think it's very important that we continue to do the social distancing that we've been asked to do, even though it is very, very challenging.
Doc, and are you working remotely or are you on the campus of Mayo?
Well, right now, because we're still working on making sure that we can go live with our tests sometime early next week, I am working on site, but we will probably start, or I will probably start working remotely sometime in April.
Well, I would certainly say that you're essential, but my, and I don't know that you can speak to this because I don't know that you're in the part of the hospital where they're treating patients, but do the physicians and the healthcare workers have everything they need at Mayo, the personal protection equipment?
So I honestly can't speak to that. I'm not really in that area. But I know it's something we're keeping a very close eye on so that we can keep our healthcare workers as safe as possible.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us about the antibody test. This is so exciting. I know they were talking about it at the presidential press conference, right, Paul, last night? Dr. Birx was talking about this.
They were, and I'm just curious if I can squeeze in one more question before the break, Dr. Thiel. University of Washington is modeling this. A lot of people are modeling the outbreak. And for Minnesota, they are predicting a peak right around April 23rd, and then things begin to get better after that. Are you privy to any of the models? Is the Mayo Clinic running models in terms of how this thing may play out depending on physical distancing?
You know, I am sure they are, but I have been so focused on getting a serologic test up and running that I haven't really been privy to those particular conversations. But I am sure that we are keeping a very close eye on all of this, similar to every other healthcare institution, probably.
Okay. Dr. Ellie Thiel, thank you. We appreciate what you're doing. We are looking forward to those antibody tests.
That's
going to be a huge step forward. So thank you for everything the Mayo is doing to keep us safe, keep us healthy.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So when we come back, how are small business owners dealing with the realities of pandemic? I mean, we talked to one business owner of a local cafe with a couple of different locations and just the hoops he's had to jump through to get things done. We talk with him. That's coming up next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.